Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you can be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. Available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to hit that subscribe button and the little notify bell next to it. We're also available wherever fine podcasts can be found. If you're on one of those podcasts listening to Going In Raw, be sure to leave us a rating or a review. It only takes a couple moments. It's free, it's easy, and it really does help boost the profile of the show. Another great way to help support Going In Raw is by hitting us up on the Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson. We have a whole bevy of reward tiers there, including the $5 tier, where we have 38 people watching this podcast as a live stream as we debate what the definition of an actual salad is.
Charvel Myers in here asks, is mac and cheese pasta?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
No, not really.
Oh, my gosh.
Not really. It's mac and cheese.
Yeah. It's got macaroni in it. Macaroni is a pasta.
Yeah, but I know, man. Here's the thing.
It's hot pasta with sauce on it. Therefore, by that definition, what people assume as pasta, it is pasta.
Let me ask you something.
What?
You toss Alfredo sauce into like a bunch of macaroni. Like, what do you call that?
It's pasta.
It's pasta.
Yeah. But the only difference between Alfredo sauce and the cheese sauce is just cream, I think.
There's
cream
and
Alfredo sauce.
Yeah.
Cream and cheese.
Well, that's a sketchy area.
Macaroni, I think, is just cheese and milk. So that's really just a matter of percentage of milk fat.
Yeah. There's like variety. I mean, no, pasta is, you got to qualify that. If you say, hey, you want some pasta? Well, I don't know. What are you going to dump on it? I mean, yeah, traditionally it's red sauce. Traditionally it's marinara or whatever.
Yeah.
But no, mac and cheese is mac and cheese. You don't say, hey, you want some pasta? Yeah, here's some mac and cheese. You don't. That's not. That
I
doesn't
understand.
Happen in real life.
I understand that.
It doesn't happen like
but
that in real life.
But if you look at the ingredients in the
dish. I don't care about what you look at. I care about what society deems pasta. And society is not deemed mac and cheese pasta worthy. You don't see it on the pasta menu. You put it in a little kid's menu. Because what fucking adult eats mac and cheese at a restaurant?
You can get mac and cheese in the entree. Some people, they put breadcrumbs on it and bacon and stuff in it. I've seen lobster mac and cheese.
That's mac and cheese, though. Usually the kids' mac and cheese is
better. It's the Kraft orange mac and cheese.
Because
yeah,
they use the non-cheese.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
So it's not really cheese. Therefore, it's just pasta and orange oil.
It's pasta and some scary shit. So yeah, that's what you can enjoy when we're
Yeah, that's
doing
the pre-show these days. Our most passionate arguments are about food.
I know, it's great. Anyways, we're not here to talk. Oh, and we also have shirts at prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw. So there's a WrestleMania sale, we think probably coming up, because they usually do that. And I made a couple designs.
Sorry, Chaz got me cracking up.
Buy them now if you want to.
But by all means, wait, because you can save
some
money.
You can totally save some money if you go like this. Look at this. Oh, look at that. Look at those shirts. New shirts. New shirts.
New.
Look at one on the left. I find it funny that you wouldn't buy my homage to the game shirt. Anyways, it's all good stuff. But there, yeah, like we said, I think there's usually a pro wrestling tease WrestleMania sale.
We haven't been confirmed this year.
We have got no confirmation about that.
But, you know, give it a couple weeks. And if there's a sale, take advantage. If not, buy a shirt if you want to.
Anyways. Yeah, let's talk about 205 Live.
All right.
And then, how about this? We talk about NXT. That's usually what we do in this show.
Yeah, it's usually the order of events.
Man, so I'm assuming you watched the main event from 205 Live. No, you can't.
Yeah, I did. I was expecting you to give me a beat-by-beat, move-by-move breakdown of the main event.
I just remember a lot of moves that I was like, oh, God, why didn't Mustafa Ali just let himself do that?
Somersault senton off the top rope was insane.
Right?
Yeah, that was crazy.
I was thinking, you know, and the funny thing is they make it look so easy. And so I've started to do this lately. I'll put myself in that situation, and I'll be like, I would literally be, I would break probably both my ankles. Uh-huh. I'd bust my knees.
Yeah, tailbone.
Tailbone for sure.
The level of body control that Mustafa Ali shows off on a regular basis is astounding.
Absolutely.
He's up there. I mean, I've said this before. He's up there with AJ Styles in the way he's willing to sell in terms of just throwing his body all over the place and knowing how to do it without hurting himself.
When Gulak tossed him from the announce table to the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I made sure I paid attention in slow motion because... Tucked the chin.
Yeah.
His head never hit the mat.
Oh, man. It was great. But let's kick it off with the beginning. I like this feud, man. It's
me
so
too.
Simple, but it's so effective.
It is simple.
Because you combine these two styles Hideo Itami's sort of striking style that he got, you know, his days in pro wrestling Noah, he developed there.
As Kenta.
As Kenta, exactly. And then you got Lince Dorado, you got Lucha House Party, of course, doing their Lucha stuff. But there's
Lucha House Party is a lot of fun.
They are a lot of fun. They're great. And I love when stuff gets chippy.
Yes.
And that was this. So like last week we had a tag match between Lucha House Party and these two. So this that got chippy at the end, which led to Hideo Itami versus Lince Dorado. Again, a really great contrast in styles. We got a lot of hard-hitting physical strikes from Hideo Itami and a lot of the cool Lucha stuff from Lince Dorado. A lot of fun.
And then at the end, of course, Lince Dorado was joined ringside by the rest of Lucha House Party, Grand Metalik and Kalisto, and Itami's joined ringside by Akira Tozawa.
Yeah.
So Itami gets sent outside. He gets in Grand Metalik's face. Metalik pushes him, or pulls him off the apron, pushes him.
Got to ring the bell at that
ref
point.
Ref rings the bell.
Ring the bell.
DQs Dorado.
Mm-hmm.
Itami picks up the win. And yeah, as you said, things got chippy. A lot of arguing. A lot
they
of back got, and
they
forth.
They had to get separated. Cooler heads had to prevail. You had Kalisto separate, you know, keeping his guy back. And he had Akira Tozawa keeping his guy back. I do love this side of Hideo Itami. I love that he's kind of being a prick a little bit.
It's interesting. His thing is he yells, respect me.
Yeah.
He doesn't really seem to respect the other competitors a whole lot.
That's a good heel right there.
Yeah, man.
That's good heel motivation right there. And I love the shot of them, of Akira sort of taking him to the back, and Hideo was mixing it up with some of the fans.
Yeah, I read on Twitter, he someone was giving him the business a little bit, and he's like, what? He pushed me.
Yeah. He said, what? You pushed me. He was like, he said, don't boo me. Don't boo me.
That's funny.
Oh, it was great.
That's great.
I loved it. And this is, it's perfect. Like, it's that's all it has to be. Just passion, you know? It's just passion. And then, you know, you throw in a little bit of a language barrier there, which is sort of inferred because they're coming from different areas, different territories, if you will. What are you chuckling about over there?
I got to stop reading chat.
You got to stop reading chat. It's a bunch of yokels in there.
But we were paying attention the other day, and they were trying to break some important news to us.
I know.
So sometimes it's a benefit to check in.
10 minutes of us yapping away without paying attention to chat.
I know. But right now, they're just joking around, so I can concentrate on the show at hand. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They're cracking me up. I apologize.
Oh, no. And I have, they're talking about Karen at NXT. And I have a bone to pick with her.
What?
I feel like she didn't give Ciampa enough of the business. She needs to step her booing game up. She almost looked amused by the whole show.
Well, it was amusing to see him go around ringside ripping up everybody's sign, wiping his butt with them.
That grandma's mom was hilarious.
That was funny.
That grandma was my favorite. Because, man, you snatch that sign out of her hand, there's no guarantee she's not going to have a heart attack. You don't know what kind of heart she has.
Yeah, she was perfectly calm.
But she was up in his face. She
yeah. Yeah, that was great.
Was awesome. Anyway, getting back to this.
Yes. So yeah, we're going to see more of these two teams feuding. Hopefully this is what's going to instigate the tag team division. Mm-hmm. On 205 Live.
Yeah.
Next, Drew Gulak video package.
This was really good.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just said, you know, I'm here to, he said, what did he say? His sort of punctuation was something like, I don't care. I'm not here to prove anything to anybody. I'm here to prove something to myself or something like that. I don't know. It was really well done. It was really effective.
Yeah, yeah.
I like how they're sort of repackaging him as intense heel guy.
It's less Drewtopia.
Right, exactly.
And more just he's like the walking embodiment of what Drewtopia would have been.
Yeah, do things my way.
Yeah.
Next up, we had a Cedric Alexander promo. This is one where they sort of sit him down in sort of a confessional type setting.
Yeah, yeah, some sort of soundproof booth, it looks like.
And it was good. I'm not a big fan of the script. I don't care who it is. Like, Mustafa Ali's really good with these. Not everybody is.
Yeah.
And, like, I would really prefer them go out and shoot, like, some really simple docu-stuff.
I think it'd be great if they did stuff. It, whether you have two episodes before Mania.
Mm-hmm.
1 week, do one of those for Cedric. The following week
right.
Do one for Mustafa Ali.
Maybe they'll do. Well, there's two more weeks until. Yeah, maybe so. They'll do that now.
I think that'd be great.
Next up, we had TJP versus Bruce Lee. Did you see that Game of Death outfit that Kenneth Johnson was wearing?
Yeah, that was cool.
Oh, man, that was fantastic. So yeah, it was TJP versus Kenneth Johnson, jobber, and TJP did an iPhone promo. I thought it was actually pretty effective.
Yeah,
I thought the iPhone promo for TJP was more effective than any of his little sit downs or his interviews. He's not good at the interviews.
No,
but this was good. It was just him and an iPhone. It's probably more comfortable.
Yeah, I imagine there's a lot less pressure. Mm-hmm. You don't have all the production staring at you. Just grab your phone, go into the bowels of the arena and do a couple takes and just send them the one you like most.
I know. It always feels so awkward when you see, like, and we've seen this here and there, like on Breaking Ground, and then when they have the promos for the PC, the Performance Center access stuff, when you're up there and like everybody's standing there watching you just cold do a promo.
I know. That's what in Breaking Ground, when they're doing Dusty's promo class.
Yeah. And you just get up there and you're like, hey, I'm best. You're not best.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to. I don't know if, like, it seems interesting to do the Performance Center access stuff.
Yeah.
But it seems really cheesy.
It seems
too.
Super awkward.
It seems very
not
awkward.
Not so much for, because I don't think I'd have it within me to go up there and try to cut a promo.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It'd be kind of awkward to watch everybody else do
it. Yeah, it would be. And then do like the entrance, like mimic somebody's entrance.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know, man. What would your entrance be like if you were a wrestler? Would it be like on the 2K team when you just come sprinting to the ring?
No. I don't know what it'd be.
Yeah, I don't know either. I would just come out and like mad dog people.
Probably just smile and just be pointing at people. Hey, hey.
I know you.
Yeah, right on.
I know you.
Hey, you're cheering for me? Cool. I like you too.
I like you too. I'm sure you're a great person. Anyways.
It's a great design sign you have there for another wrestler who's not me.
Yeah. Kenneth Johnson. Tapped out to a knee bar, but after he got the detonation kick, poor fella.
I know.
TJP had to give the extra stink to Bruce Lee, made him, not only gave him the detonation kick,
but Kenneth Johnson got a little bit of offense in.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
Next up, we had a Mustafa Ali video package. Get off chat, man.
Sorry. Apparently, I generated a lot of heat during the pre-show. When I made the bold claim that coleslaw was a salad. Anyways, yes, Mustafa Ali video package. Great stuff.
Yeah,
Ali's totally winning that belt.
You think so?
I think so.
No way!
I think so.
Not a chance!
I think so.
Here's the thing. I kind of want him to. Dude, it would be tragedy. Hey, you've called it. You have called it. Up to this point, you have called. So you're thinking it's like a clean slate? Because that's how they have to view it.
They do, and I don't know. I just kind of feel like, for me, it's all about momentum. And, of course, I was wrong about momentum with Nakamura winning the Rumble. But I feel like all the momentum's behind Ali right now.
No, I agree, but is it too little too late?
No, I don't think so.
They're not going to have Cedric pick up that title? Man.
I mean, I'll be happy regardless who wins. I'll be a huge fan of both of them.
But I'll put it this way. If Mustafa Ali doesn't win, I won't necessarily be heartbroken. If Cedric doesn't win, I'll be a little bit on the hot program. Because here's the thing, is he might not win it at Mania. He's going to win.
Oh, he's going to win it at some
because
point,
momentum will carry you to that title.
Yeah.
And I don't see that momentum stopping anytime soon. Mm. But they have really been playing him up big time, and they have really kind of been downplaying Cedric a little bit. Mm-hmm. Because Mustafa Ali seems to be taking the initiative, like with those promos.
Yeah.
And he's killing it every time he's on camera, in the ring and outside of the ring. Yeah. And Cedric kills it. But Mustafa Ali has these great stories in the ring.
I know.
You might be right, but I will be heartbroken for Cedric if he doesn't.
Oh, I would be too. Yeah, I would be too because it was his belt to win.
I know.
At the Rumble,
man.
Ew. I just feel like all the momentum right now is behind Mustafa Ali.
All right.
And I have 2 weeks to be convinced otherwise, but right now that's what my gut's telling me.
I would be. Man, yeah, because I'm saying Cedric or bust, man. I'm calling that now. Cedric or bust, it has to be. Boy, that'd be heartbreaking if Cedric didn't pick it up.
I know.
Boy, that'd be heartbreaking.
But they, you know, in his promo on Tuesday, he talked about that, kind of about how, you know, it's one thing to make it to Mania, but it would mean nothing if he didn't win, and they could use that for where that really hasn't been an aspect of Ali's story.
Mm-hmm.
Quite so much. I mean, for Cedric, it seems like, okay, it's winning the title at Mania or bust. There's storyline potential there if he comes up short.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they use that as an opportunity to add some complexity to his character.
Yeah.
And take him to another level.
Yeah. No, I would think that would be awesome if they did that. I think it'd be great. But yeah, you're right. Mustafa Ali does have the momentum, but ooh, man. Let's see here.
Next, the Drake Maverick interview. He was very upset about all the chippiness.
Himself.
The chippiness in the first match.
1, 2, 3, go.
But he's great at turning a positive into a negative.
The great thing, I mentioned this yesterday. He was so happy with himself saying that, and I guarantee as soon as he was off frame, oh!
I know.
Because he was like saying, oh, can't believe what I just saw out there. We've got the Cruiserweight Tournament happening right now, and these people are in the ring. But give it up for Akira Tozawa and Kalisto for having cooler heads. So I'm going to reward that behavior. Next week, we're going to get a fatal four-way. I'm going to bring Buddy Murphy back from not being on NXT.
Yeah.
And what? He should just be on 205 Live.
I know. I thought he was.
Are we going to get another weigh-in?
Does he I hope so. I hope again? That's his gimmick.
It's like my favorite thing. Yeah. He's like, oh, wow, you're down to 125 pounds. He's like... Buff daddy. I know.
He looks like he gained 25 pounds from the last time he saw him.
Exactly. And then at the very end, he says, because that's what I do. I turn a positive into a negative. Oh, that was great. And he had the biggest smile on his face when he said it. That's what I do. That's funny. Take a positive and turn it into a negative. That's his new gimmick. He makes things worse. Oh, man.
Oh, man. But anyways, yeah, next week we're going to get Akira Tozawa versus Kalisto versus TJP versus Buddy Murphy. He insinuated it might be a number one contender match because he said we were going to need a number one contender, but he didn't directly say the winner of this match was going to be number one contender.
Yeah.
Who knows? Anyways, that brings us to our main event.
Main event.
Drew Gulak versus Mustafa Ali.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Physical match. New level of intensity for Mustafa Ali. And there was moments where he was trying to figure out whether that was the way he should win, you know?
Yeah.
There was that one story beat where he's got Gulak down, goes to the opposite side of the ring and kind of collects himself and thinks, okay, how far am I willing to go to defeat Drew Gulak? Do I have to intense Drew Gulak to beat him?
Mm-hmm.
So it was an interesting story beat.
You know what I really appreciate about it too? Is that Danilo the ref, I mean, it's all storyline. But he did a fantastic. They booked the ref to do a fantastic job of letting the match go, letting it breathe. Like they didn't do a cheesy thing where he was. I mean, he was because he was counting people. He was doing the count out stuff. But when he realized that we're going to end up in a double count out.
Yeah.
He took kind of control of the match when he had to. It was a good. You know, it's one of those things where it often goes. Being a ref in a pro wrestling match can't be that easy.
Oh, I know.
All the communication that has to go on. And this was a fairly complex match. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of stuff going on. There were a lot of really, really cool spots. But the character work was absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Mustafa Ali with the comeback victory, basically. You know,
yeah.
And his... Talk about cutting the 10 count close.
Yeah.
That was like at 9 3/4.
That's the second time he's done that in this tournament.
He just dove into the ring. It was fantastic. It was really good. It's always funny because you know they're going to get back in there. So it's fun to see them chart their path, you know, from being like hella far over there. And then it's like around the 5 count, he's like, okay. Here we go.
Oh, I know.
Moving a little closer.
Body,
and then,
body slammed over the barricade to the timekeeper area.
Mm-hmm. And then at 8, it's like, okay, let me get ready to do this.
And then a mad dash at 9.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So it was good. But no, it was absolutely fantastic. It was just amazing.
Yeah. And Mustafa and Cedric are going to tear the house down at Mania. Put them on to start the main card.
And here's the thing about it.
Or the main event. I'll accept nowhere in between.
I also, the main event would be great. I mentioned this yesterday also because I was so excited about this. The emotion both for Cedric and Mustafa upon winning and punching their ticket. Everybody else... They made it feel more real than anybody else going to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I mean, we've had a variety of people. Bobby Roode comes out and says, I'm going to get my rematch on the grandest stage of them all. Just seems like a given type situation. It
seems like a formality.
A formality. Yeah. Exactly.
Whereas the weight of the accomplishment feels like their reaction to that is very genuine.
Right. It's the most genuine of pretty much anybody else.
Yeah.
You know, Sasha comes in and we literally forgot. She said, I'm going to be in the Women's Rumble. You know, it's like, well, that's a given. And honestly, that's a step down for her. But for these two guys to be on 205 Live, which has been through some rocky steps.
Yeah. Yeah. For the show to be struggling, you know, for the vast majority of its time on air and for them to be, the two largest parts of a turnaround.
Yeah.
That's got to mean a lot.
And on top of that, I really do, because I was convinced, because I just look at the history, I was convinced that we were going to get a heel-face dynamic. I am so happy we have to choose. Mm-hmm. We have to.
No,
like,
we don't.
Yeah, we do.
We can cheer for a great match.
I don't know. I love that they're making people. We can, but I love that it's two good guys. And I'll put it this way. You're right. We don't have to choose, but we like both these guys so much that no matter who wins, we're going to be bummed that the other guy loses.
I know. We're going to be ecstatic for one and devastated for the other.
And that's so much more complex than just wanting one guy to win and wanting the other guy to lose.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, man, I really want, like, I don't know who I'm going to be rooting for, but I know that I'm supposed to be rooting for one guy and not for the other guy. And, you know, I it's going to be one of those things where you're not going to want the match to end.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a both these guys match,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And I'm so glad they went that route.
Yeah, me too.
So glad I was wrong. Let's talk about NXT.
Yeah.
Opened once again with a Tommaso Ciampa promo.
Yeah,
he actually talked.
Yeah, she talked. Yeah.
And he comes out. It's all
saying he's gone.
Slow.
Johnny's gone.
I do. I love that he had that he actually talked this time because his character seems to be like the whole reason he got rid of Johnny in the first place was for him to have his moment. And it backfired. Everybody is stealing his moment.
Yeah.
And they're still giving it to Johnny.
Yeah.
And so he's like horrified at this. He starts taking out on all the people out there.
And he takes somebody's little sign, rips it, wipes his butt with it.
That was great. I like the younger gal who was there, and she just looked down.
Oh, put her head down.
Her head down and was like freaked out.
And there was the elderly lady.
Because he was like looking at her straight in the eye.
I know.
Doing this slowly.
I know.
The elderly lady, that was just comical. Yeah. That was just funny because he like snatches from her.
And she's like right in his face,
does the thumbs up, thumbs down.
He does it to a few more people, comes to the end of the line and takes a sign, and lo and behold,
so
it's John Wrestling.
So here's the thing, man. I knew that this, I read that part of the spoiler. I figured he would come back. Although you and I are both, I have to believe that you would think the same thing. This should have been like two takeovers from now. He should have been wrestling. He should do what Kevin Steen's doing right now.
He'd
go wrestle on the indie circuit. That'd be great if Kevin Owens did that, by the way. But I would not be surprised at all if Kevin Owens showed up at PWG this
weekend. Did Sami Zayn change his name back to
I didn't see.
El Generico?
But that would be fantastic. Because I think storyline, El Generico is supposed to be dead. Oh, he's supposed to be in like Juarez or something.
Okay.
But anyways, I didn't figure it would be, because I didn't read that much into it. I just read that happened to see that he came back mm-hmm. and attacked him. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was a guy behind a sign because when he did that, I was like, oh God. I was like, that's John Wrestling right there. So that was well done.
Yeah. It was pretty funny. Gargano goes after Ciampa, attacks him, beats him up pretty good. And then
Gargano comes in immediately.
Escorted out of the ring in the arena, I would suppose.
Crowd's going crazy. Oh, and I was so glad they're back at Full Sail.
Oh, yeah.
That's so nice. But, and they're like, let them fight. Let them fight.
Yeah.
Cool.
Next.
My gym emailed me, said youth basketball is open, registration is open. Could I pass for a 15-year-old? I'm going to go wreck some people.
No.
Be like Bill Murray and Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
No, you can't, though. Next, Tyler Bate did an interview talking about his knee injury. It's kind of a funny, awkward ending between he and Kathy Kelly.
Well, good luck with your injury going forward. And he starts talking. He's like, well, thank you very much. You're not putting the mic in front of my face to say thank you.
I know. And they just both stood there like.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I know. It's like a couple seconds too
interview
long.
Interview over.
He's like, yeah, well, I wanted to take some mini dates and they got mad at that. So I've got a knee injury.
I know.
My knee hurts. They took me out of the damn thing. Let's see here. Next up, we had a Roderick Strong iPhone
I thought this
promo.
Was really good.
This was good. Again, the iPhone promos are great when like you're not, fantastic on interviews. He said, Roderick Strong said, William Regal, I've done everything that's asked of me. I've, competed here in 205 Live. I've done everything. So do me this one favor. Find me a partner. Let me take the place of Mustache Mountain along with a partner and give me my shot. And we found out later on if that actually happened. But before that happened, we got an Undisputed Era promo.
These guys are the best.
I love these guys so much, dude.
Gosh, they're so good.
Kyle O'Reilly is next level. He's next freaking level. He is so... Like, these are set up
like it's something from West Side Story in the first place.
I know,
or
he relishes
Grease.
It.
It's the T-Birds, man.
He relishes it.
He does. Even as much as, and he told Bobby Fish not as much.
Yeah.
But I think he still likes it. Kyle O'Reilly is everything in these.
It feels like you have Bobby Fish.
They're Cobra Kai. Yeah. That's what they are. Yeah. They're Cobra Kai.
You have Bobby Fish kind of underplaying the whole thing. He's keeping it pretty mellow. You have Kyle O'Reilly, who's going way overboard.
Yeah.
And you have Adam Cole, of all people, who kind of exists in the middle.
Yeah.
Where he cheeses it up when it's appropriate.
Yeah.
But otherwise, he's pretty serious about it.
Yeah.
But Kyle O'Reilly is just way over the top with it. And it's a lot of fun.
It's fantastic.
It's so much fun.
It doesn't matter who takes us, who wins the Dusty Classic.
I know.
Because they're going to have to deal with us.
Yeah.
I forgot what the exact words were, but then Adam Cole goes.
Then Bobby Fish talked, then Adam Cole put the punctuation on the end of it.
And they're still at that weird playground-esque setting.
I know, it's great.
The bars or whatever it is.
Yes, I think it's part of the stage setup announce area.
Yeah, it's so fantastic.
Adam Cole is just so good on the mic.
And they've got the music fits perfectly into the T-Birds thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, give them some like leather jackets with all their collars popped.
No, like what Adam Cole used to have, like the leather blazer.
The leather blazer, yeah. Exactly. Like put a little bit more like Dapper Dan in the hair.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then like a toothpick behind the ear.
Then he's just turning to Scott Hall.
Just go full T-Birds.
All right.
Go full T-Birds.
That might be a little too literal.
Street Toughs.
Yeah, that's
with
fine.
The cigarettes.
You have to go that literal.
Yeah. Anyways. Oh, it's great. I love it. Anyways. Next up, we got that match. We got Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch versus Roderick Strong and the Bruiser. Well, I forgot I was wearing my Bruiserweight shirt. Forgot about that. I haven't worn that in a while.
Yeah, I haven't worn one either.
He's great. He's got the best entrance strut.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that music fits perfectly
with
it.
He's got the sneer on his face.
He comes out in a rush.
Yeah.
Like, he's in a hurry to get there.
Yeah, he wants to beat some people up.
And then he's got that, like you said, the sneer on his face, and he's carrying the freaking belt
from his mouth.
Oh, God. He's
so good.
He's $1 million, dude.
So good. This is great. It's hard-hitting.
You know what I love, too?
What?
Roderick Strong was doing the Pete Dunne shrug. Did you notice that a couple times he went...
Oh, no,
like
I didn't.
A couple times when he was doing it, like, he was preemptively doing
That's
it.
That's funny.
Because Pete Dunne always shrugs like he doesn't care.
Yeah.
And Roderick Strong was, like, trying to fit in or something. It was great. I noticed that a couple times.
That's funny.
Yeah.
This match was a lot of fun. Hard hitting. Went to the outside.
Oh, man, it was great.
Oney Lorcan had that stretch of offense on Roderick Strong.
Just tough.
He moves so fast.
Tough bastards.
Oh, I know.
Danny
great.
Burch and Pete Dunne just slapping the crap out of each other's heads.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I loved every second of this.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
Roderick Strong pinned Danny Burch after End of Heartache, though. Strong and Dunne advance in the Dusty Rhodes Classic.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
That was great.
Pete Dunne and Roderick Strong, ugh, they're both the best. So much great talent right now.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways,
next we got a Ricochet video package. I guess they've been recording all of his matches that we've just never seen in.
Right, exactly. Because they're all NXT.
Yeah, they're all NXT matches.
Oh, yeah. It was great. There was one like great little montage sequence where it shows like him flipping, and then he gets to a certain point, and then from a different match, the same thing, and then a different match, the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he's stuck on a loop.
Yeah.
And they're calling him Ricochet.
Yeah, that's great.
That's awesome. It
makes me very happy.
Yeah, some cool like logo-ish stuff. I don't know if they're going to keep that for his video package or not, but
it's
nicely designed.
Yeah.
He looks great.
Oh, I can't wait.
Looks like
I can't wait.
I know. This is going to be great. Hopefully, it's coming soon. I'm hoping it's going to be next week. It has to be at some point.
I hope so, yeah. I swore he had a match at, and maybe Karen can inform us on this, if she was, I know she's at one side of the center stage tape, because I remember what he wrestled. But I thought I read that he had a match at center stage.
Center stage, yeah.
I swore I read that, but then again, I'm old. My memory sucks, so who knows?
Next up, we had Aaliyah.
Yeah, Karen said there was a match in Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought so.
There you go.
Thank you.
And then she says there was also one at Full Sail.
Next, we had, Aaliyah versus Ember Moon. Shayna Baszler decided about a third of the way through the match to wander out and join the commentary team, put her feet up on the commentary table.
Oh, I loved
that. That was great.
She's the most, especially when she's out of her, like when she's in her civilian clothes, she is the perfectly designed character.
Mm-hmm.
Like they have her dolled up perfect.
Mm-hmm.
She's Nelson Muntz, man. She sounds like that, but I love it. It's great because she's supposed to be a bully. That's her thing.
Yes, exactly.
And she was fantastic. She's amazing.
Yeah. Ember Moon picked up the win with an eclipse.
Yeah.
And then Shayna Baszler was talking some trash. This is all good stuff. What are you looking at Instagram for?
I'm on Instagram because...
Is this podcast related?
Yeah, it is.
Or Steve related?
Let me ask you something. What? So the NXT, they put up some pictures of the opponents for the night, Ember Moon and Aaliyah. Why is A, Ember Moon on a golf course, and B, Aaliyah in a stairwell at like an apartment complex?
That's weird.
What is with the golf course?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Can we change on Steven Larson Book Raw? Can we change her to be golf pro?
Okay.
Because this is inspiring right here. I want her to be golf pro.
All right, that's good.
Because I think she fits in there for some reason. I don't know. She looks great there. I don't know. Why would they do that, though?
I don't know either. I don't know.
Is that a parking lot? It's like a public park of some sort.
Is it a park? It looks like there's like a baseball diamond.
What's going on back there? What's going on back there? Some tarps? What is that?
That could be the country club.
Yeah, it could be.
If it is a golf course.
Somebody in the comments even said, where the F are you guys taking these pictures at? what the hell, man? Anyways. okay. Coming out of your apartment. Let's take a picture.
Next, yeah. Raul Mendoza.
Well, Ember Moon picked up.
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier.
When's Aaliyah going to get a win, man?
Oh, I don't know.
Are they going to put her on the mic anytime soon? What are they going to do with her?
I don't know.
She's been around since like 1996.
I know.
What the heck?
I don't know. Raul Mendoza comes to the ring next and then is attacked by Andrade Cien Almas.
That was awesome. Oh, that was so great. Because, you know, number one, Raul Mendoza ain't winning a match anytime soon. And he comes out and it's like, oh, okay. So he, jobber's here. Now who's going to be? And then Aliadolo just annihilates him. And then drops like a 5-minute promo.
Calling out Aleister Black.
Where I wish they kept the camera on Raul because he was nowhere to be found. He didn't like go to the ring and be like, hey, bro.
Yeah.
What's going on with that?
Yeah.
He just like, well, okay.
My day's done.
My day's done. Exactly. It was great, man. I love when Almas is fired up when he's on one because I don't understand a freaking thing he says, but it's great.
It is great.
Passionate.
That's right. Alex Foster says Andrade said a bad word.
That's right.
He beeped it out.
I don't know what he called him, a piece of something, and I figured it'd be mierde because that means the poo poo.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't look like it, so I don't know what that meant. But ooh boy,
yeah,
because I know a couple of Spanish bad words, but I didn't recognize it. I don't know.
Oh yeah, Karen said he just said piece of crap.
Oh, that's weird. Really?
Yeah. Why did they beep out crap?
Maybe to make it more controversial.
Oh, maybe.
Probably just to make it more controversial. But yeah, I felt like the crowd gasped. Are they all like Sunday school people? Because crap isn't that bad of a word.
No, I didn't think so.
You just said crap.
I didn't think crap was that bad.
Oh my goodness. How rude. Anyways. Next up, William Regal.
Made an announcement that he's going to have an announcement.
Yeah, exactly. He did.
That's going to change the landscape of NXT forever.
Next week, I will announce something. Change the landscape NXT forever. Just make the announcement.
You're building anticipation, man.
Yeah, man, but still. I know what it is. Everybody knows what it is. Freaking spoilers out there. All you people bugging me on Twitter.
I know.
Did you guys hear?
I'm really excited for this announcement because this is a great development.
Wow. Amazing. And then finally, in our main event, we had Adam Cole, baby!
Baby.
Versus Cassius Ohno.
Yeah, this was great.
I love this match. That was fantastic.
Yeah, man.
Dude, Adam Cole got Cassius Ohno up for a last shot.
Twice.
Holy crap. Yeah, but the second one was great. But seeing that happen for the first time, he lugged him up there like it was nothing, and Cassius Ohno's a big man.
I know. Adam Cole's got some thick, strong legs, man.
Yeah, he's got trunks.
He's bulking up a bit up top, too.
He's got trunks. This is great. I like the part where he said, you're a loser, and my name is... And the whole crowd goes, Adam Cole, baby! And then he just sneers at them like, don't do that.
Yeah.
That's my thing, not your thing.
Yeah. It was great. Adam Cole is like, I don't remember this from his time in Ring of Honor.
Me neither.
But when he gets punched in the face, he sells it like $1 million.
Yeah, he does. He does. And then when that sequence when he came back, he was like, is that all you got? And he starts laying in with the forearms.
Yeah, yeah.
There was that bit where he played possum.
Yeah,
which looked like a really good.
He faked a good knee injury.
He faked a really good knee injury. And his character work is so fantastic.
Oh, I know. And his comeback towards the end where he finally won with the two or three super kicks. A last shot and a shining wizard.
Man, I want Cassius Ohno. I want him to be in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Me too.
He needs to be a mania. He needs a mania moment.
I know.
Get him there.
Agreed.
Oh, no. People mark out for that.
Oh, I know. Cole won with, as we mentioned, the last shot and a Shining Wizard back-to-back after several super kicks. Fun match. Really fun.
Yeah, no, it was a really fun match. I loved it. Let's see here.
That was the show.
That's the show. There you go. All right. Show's done. Our show's done.
Oh, okay.
Thanks,
good.
Everybody.
I'll go warm up my chili.
No, man. We got to answer some
questions. Oh, that's right. Now. Sorry. I forgot for a moment. I apologize.
Time for questions.
Jonathan Reiner, if Cedric and Mustafa weren't going to be the final two, who would you guys choose?
Dylan Haggett has it right here. Drew Gulak and Roderick Strong.
Yeah, I think so.
Roderick Strong just doesn't have the history in 205 Live for me to be as emotionally invested in that.
Mm-hmm.
However, that would be a hell of a match.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it wasn't either of those two, then Drew definitely should have been in the finals.
Yeah.
Aaron Smith, today, tomorrow, Thursday, is my 21st birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Please power rank things to do on your 21st birthday as well as some alcoholic beverage suggestions. Thanks, friendos.
Okay, so...
You know what I did for my 21st birthday?
A whole lot of nothing.
I played Trivial Pursuit with my brother.
That's cool.
I had a couple drinks, but...
I don't remember what I did for my 21st birthday, so probably wasn't all that special. I would say this. If you're not that experienced with alcohol, don't go all in on...
Yeah, don't go crazy.
Yeah, don't go crazy.
Don't go crazy.
You don't want to get alcohol poisoning.
No.
So, I don't know. Start off with some beers and then see how you go from there.
Yeah.
But yeah, have a good time and be safe.
Drink a lot of water as you drink.
Uber and Lyft are your friends. You know what? Here's the thing, though. When I was 21, I didn't have to do that stuff. And I didn't really get bad hangovers.
Oh, yeah.
I only do that now.
Oh, okay.
Like, drink a lot of water along with it.
Beer just dries me out, and it always has.
Yeah. It never really bugged me before.
It's not really a hangover thing. It just feels like, okay, I'm drinking beer. Gosh, I'm thirsty.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it just dries me out.
Yeah. No, these days I drink a lot of water with my alcohol. But back when I was 21, man, I don't have to do that stuff. Let's see.
Good for you.
Bronze grappling hook. WWE asks you guys to sign. Hey guys, sign two people from the indies. But after that, nobody else from the indies can be signed for 5 years. So we need two major foundational pieces. And when he says indies, I'm just going to throw it open to anything non-WWE.
All right.
So including New Japan.
Well, that's kind of easy.
Yeah, right.
It's Kenny.
Yeah. I'm going to do this. I'll say Kenny and Tony Storm.
All right.
That's what I'll say.
Those are good choices.
Yeah, because you have a foundational women's division piece.
Mm-hmm.
Foundational
can't
men's
argue with
division
that.
Piece.
Can't argue with that.
We wouldn't go with Ospreay? We wouldn't go with Zack Sabre Jr.?
Ospreay's so young still. He's, what, 24?
Oh, God.
Even in 5 years,
he'll
just be, you know,
good point.
Late 20s.
Good point. What about Zacky Three Belts or whatever they're calling him?
He's 28 or something like that. Whereas Kenny, he's in his mid-30s already. He kinda, if he's going to make the jump,
okay.
He kind of has to
right
now. Tony Storm's pretty young, but yeah, I agree with that. That she's a foundational piece.
Not a lot of foundational pieces out there for the women's divisions, I feel like. There's some.
Mm-hmm.
Like if Jazzy Gaber got cleared,
mm-hmm,
I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel Ellering, I think,
mm-hmm,
could be.
Or Tessa Blanchard.
Or Tessa Blanchard, yeah. Yeah. So maybe there are some foundational
mm-hmm
pieces.
Mm-hmm.
But I like me some Tony Storm.
Yeah, she's great. Colin, power rank the stiffest wrestlers currently working WWE NXT, and after you rank Oney Lorcan number one, tell me if you think all his opponents are okay with how stiff he works. I can't help but laughingly wince multiple times during his matches. The stiffest match I maybe have seen live that wasn't a New Japan match was Roderick Strong versus Oney Lorcan at a house show here in Sacramento.
That was great.
Thunderous chops.
Oh, man. It was rough.
So I'd put Oney and I'd put Roderick Strong on that list.
Yeah, okay.
Because Roderick's chops are stiff.
I don't know, man. I don't know if people just sell amazingly for him, but when Cassius Ohno, I've seen some of them elbows that he throws. I honestly think that people just sell really good for him, and he's
mm-hmm
a really good worker because
mm-hmm
he could screw some people up with some of those elbows
that
he throws. They look devastating, but I don't really think he's that stiff, but I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The others of pain are stiff, but I kind of think that's because they're inexperienced. Like, it's kind of their thing, too.
Yeah, it's kind of their thing.
It's kind of their thing.
Trying to think of anybody else. Oh, those are good answers for now.
Those are all good answers. Let's see here. Oh, a couple of fours.
TGX, now that 205 Live is everything it ever should have been, NXT is at the top of its game, and even the main event roster is killing it wrestling-wise. Is this the best era of pure wrestling in WWE? Yeah.
I feel that way.
Yeah.
I feel that way.
I feel like the quality of in-ring product has never been better.
Oh, this is a good one. Tommy T. My question is, what performers in WWE or NXT have had a good amount of success, but you think we've only seen a small percentage of their overall ability? He says, two that come to mind for me are Almas and Ambrose. I'm not sure there's a whole lot of Ambrose.
I don't think there is in terms of in-ring. I think he is what he is in-ring, but I think in terms of character stuff, if he were to turn heel, he might be able to tap into some more of his potential.
I've looked a little bit at his CZW stuff. I mean, there's obviously a lot of the hardcore stuff, which you're not going to do in the WWE. And there were some other things that he could do, but I don't know. I kind of feel like what we've seen with him is what we're going to see. Almost, of course, I think the sky's the limits on Almas in terms of more stuff that we can see, even though I think his match with Gargano, we got to see a lot.
Yeah, I feel like we've really only seen a fraction of what Hideo Itami can do.
I could see that. Same with the TM61.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of feel the same way with those guys. I kind of feel the same way with Cassius Ohno, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like there's more that guy can do.
Yeah.
Because of all the stuff that we heard about him on the indie circuit.
Yeah, yeah. Trying to think of anybody in the indies.
Yeah.
Or sorry, in the main roster. Sorry.
Well, I mean, we always hear that Carl Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
We hear that he's like a fantastic wrestler. But,
yeah.
You know, we never get to see it.
Yeah, we don't ever get to
see
it.
And then probably, I still believe that Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens have
Oh, we're only seeing a fraction of what they can actually do. The Nightcrawler. Hey, Larson and Steve.
That's weird.
Other way around.
Weird,
so with the final match approaching at WrestleMania, I want you guys to power rank the best matches so far in the Cruiserweight title tournament.
Oh, man.
I think my favorite might be Mustafa versus Buddy Murphy.
Yeah, I was going to say the same
thing. Gosh, that was good.
Either that or Cedric versus Strong. But
yeah,
the Mustafa-Buddy Murphy one was so good.
Yeah.
Boy, that was so good.
I'll put that one, and then Cedric versus Roddy 2.
Yeah, okay.
Mustafa versus Jack Gallagher was really good, too. And the one that was just the, Mustafa Gulak was really good.
I would put Mustafa Gulak at 3, and then the one you just said at 4.
Yeah.
And then it's hard for me to, like, rank the other ones, but they've all been good matches. I mean, there's been a couple that have been kind of, like, the first Mark Andrews match where it just looked like he had jet lag.
Oh, yeah.
But then the second one was decent. With
Tyler Bate versus TJP wasn't that great.
Yeah, right. Because then we saw, like, another, like, a really good Tyler
It was the next
match.
Episode of NXT where Tyler Bate put on a really good match. Yeah.
With, like, Roderick Strong, right?
Yeah, I think so. Leviathan Bunny. Hi, friendos. Kind of general question. With your film and multimedia background, if you were given the opportunity, which wrestlers in New Japan or WWE entrance package would you like to be in charge of? Free reign, unlimited budget, unlimited pyro, and all the good stuff.
Velveteen Dream.
Yeah.
I would find some of the crazier stuff from, like, Prince videos, because that's kind of the genesis of his gimmick, and try to, you know, get some inspiration from that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think of some other, I would completely reform Heavy Machinery.
Yeah.
Because I think they can be good. I just don't.
Oh, what'd you think of on Adam Cole's Titantron? There's like a Battle Zone-esque backdrop. Did you notice that?
I didn't.
Yeah, it's like mountains, but it's in that kind of, I don't know what you call those,
wireframe
graphics.
Are
but
you
it's
serious?
Red. Yeah, it's pretty neat.
I'm not waiting.
Just gonna look at it right now.
I'm gonna look at it right now.
It's pretty great. Oh, this is an interesting question. Robert Haynes, predict the star rating Meltzer will give Cedric versus Mustafa. 4.5.
Is he doling out star ratings for those?
Well, it's at Mania. He will. Cedric
Mustafa. Oh, okay. I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he'll do 4.5. 4 to 4.5.
I would think it'd be 4.5, yeah. God, could you just imagine those kind of matches in like a hot, smaller venue?
I think the WrestleMania crowd would be hot for it, especially if it kicked off the show.
I know, but I wonder, because like, you know how the sound just disappears.
Oh, I know. Well, it's in a dome.
Oh, okay.
So that might help a little bit.
That might help.
CM Punk finds it insulting. Power rank Cassius Ohno attires. Number one is the King's one.
My stomach is going up. Yeah, I wasn't huge on Cassius Ohno's gear this week. He needs to wear shorts, man. He needs to wear shorts. I'm not huge on the trunks for him.
But it's a King's attire, one.
Yeah, of course. That's
I like the Orlando stuff.
See, I
the
like
Orlando Magic
I like
ones.
Black and yellow together. I just think this
you're
is
too, you're too
old.
Late. You have to go back.
No, I know. I was just
there it is. Look at that.
Yes! Oh, man, that's great. Hold on. Go forward. Aleister Black. You piece of crap. I'm going to make an
Regal's announcement. Love an announcement.
Hold on. What's in Regal's office here?
There's a TV.
Pause. There's a... What is this? that a lighthouse of some sort? There's a little weird lamp right here, a globe. I feel like they just went to Staples and picked up a bunch of crap.
Broken Steve, do you guys think it should have been War Machine added to the Dusty Classic in place of Mustache Mountain?
You are right. That is so Battlezone.
Oh, yes. Great.
That's amazing.
I would have figured them versus AOP in the finals would have made the most sense. I thought that was going to be the case when War Machine signed, but I guess not. They must have other plans for War Machine.
Yeah. That'd
have been cool. Have War Machine debut in the Dusty Classic.
That would have been cool. I know that would have been cool. But then, you know, I don't know what their plans are. I mean, I kind of know what their plans are from like spoilers and stuff.
Yeah.
But
I know War Machine's been on the house show circuit.
The outcome of all of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But I'm assuming they just didn't want to, you know, they have like a plan for what's going on now, and then War Machine, you know, because they want to make them pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
There's a way on that. Hey, we'll answer a couple more questions. First, I want to open some mail.
Oh, yeah.
This is amazing. I opened this first.
Can I open it?
Because I wasn't, like, I know who this is. Jerry Schertz has sent us stuff before. I would, there's a note in there.
Yeah.
And I would read that. I haven't read that, so that'll probably tell us who it's from, because I'm not sure it's from the actual person.
Well, I'm going to read the note first.
Read the note first. I did open it first because I opened it first because I wanted to be kind of safe. So I already know what's in there. It freaks me out these days, man.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is happening.
Well, here's a lot of words. You should read this. It's from Josh.
All right. It's from Josh. My name is Josh Sipple, and I'm an indie worker from Denver, Colorado. I wrestle under the name Caleb Crush or Chad Barstow with NWL if you want to YouTube me. Oh, okay. Right? Isn't that something else?
That is amazing.
Isn't that something else? I saw that and my jaw hit the floor.
Wow.
I also make custom micro figures. As you can see, I'm a fan of the show, so I made these for you guys.
Oh, my God.
If you want to give me a shout out, that would be cool. You can give my email and name. Please don't give my number, though. I charge $20 per figure and can make pretty much any male figure. I can be reached out at email or Facebook. Hope you enjoy the figures. If you want to give me a call, feel free. He said, let's see here. You can get, please don't get my number. Okay.
Yeah. These are incredible.
So it's josh.sipple, SIPPLE, at yahoo.com. He goes under the name Caleb Crush or Chad Barstow.
Yeah. He's got a,
with, I believe it's the National Wrestling League out there in St. Louis and Kansas City.
These are incredible. Thank you so much.
These are fantastic. So I'm going to see if we can adjust the focus. But this is amazing. There's Top Notch Super Bad.
Super Best.
Sorry, Super Best right there. And then here's a Mecha Santa figure. So it's probably a little bit out of focus. Got like autofocus on this thing. But
they're incredible.
These are
absolutely incredible.
Those are fantastic.
Thank you so much, Josh.
I'm very excited about that.
This is great. His custom Lego.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
That's really cool stuff.
You give this man, the detail in that's great. It's got top notches pants down. God, that's so good. Give him a nice home on the new set.
Mm-hmm. So this next one is Jerry Schertz. Do you have anything over there I can cut this with? I don't feel like...
No.
I'm really excited about it. I like the Jerry shirt stuff.
Yeah.
We got it before. It was awesome stuff. Couple of cool stickers. Some of the stickers are on my laptop, but I think they're like,
oh, brother. So you can find another question or two while you deal with all that.
I battle with this.
I know. I thought you were working out, Steve.
I know, right?
Foxy the Foxy Fox. Hey there, friendos. With Roderick Strong going out of the cruiserweight tournament, but consistently putting on good matches in both NXT and 205 Live, where is his ceiling within WWE? I know he was put in a title match with Bob Roode, but there hadn't been a real push for him other than that. Thanks, guys. Have an awesome day.
With who now?
Roderick Strong. What's the ceiling on the main roster? I mean, as long as he keeps on putting great matches, at the least he can have like a Cesaro-type role. At the least.
I would say like a mid-card belt is realistic.
Yeah.
And then if there's a bunch of injuries, maybe more than that.
Yeah. Mike Demopoulos, what's your favorite 205 Live feud of all time? Highest profile is Neville versus Aries, but for his money, the best was Kendrick Tozawa due to his long-term success without a title being involved, and in my opinion, best blow-off match in brand history. That was a good feud.
Oh, that was cool. Hey, Steven Larson, here's some stuff for your new office. Keep up the great work. The bottom one is for Lacey.
Nice. Thank you.
So don't read on air. I will not read this on air. Although I think I just did. Some cool stickers right here.
Cool.
Some neat artistic aerosol spray paint art by Jerry Shirts.
Cool.
And then, oh wow, look at this. Ooh, whoa. Oh, whoa, that is cool. That is so neat.
Oh, dang.
It's your face.
That's my face. It's like refrigerator magnets.
Wow.
That is so cool. I think your face is probably in here, too.
No,
nope, just mine.
A couple of your faces.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're like little wooden...
Oh, it's Frankenstein.
Like creepy Larson faces.
That's great. Who wouldn't want that on the refrigerator?
Oh, Bama's going to have a feeling.
Another Frankenstein.
She thinks you're so weird. That's cool. That's great. It says, because fuck you, that's why. That's the Bret Hart thing. I like this one here. It says, stop being such an asshole. And then look at this.
Oh, man.
It's Mick Foley.
Oh, that's great.
Here, take that.
Oh, man.
Oh, look at that.
That's incredible.
Big E.
Wow.
These are great.
These are outstanding. Wow.
Yes. It's an old it's Kevin Nash. Like an old Kevin Nash.
It's a Nash coaster.
It's a Nash coaster.
Oh, my gosh.
A Nash coaster. Oh,
the bad guy.
It's a Scott Hall coaster.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
That's great. Oh, look at that. Papa Shango.
That's cool.
It's a coaster.
Hey, put it on something more level. Yeah, that's going to fall off.
I know.
There we go.
And, oh, look at this. Oh, man. Club coaster. Beers for real. And, oh,
that's cool.
Man. Oh, Lacey will flip.
Yeah,
this.
Man.
So True Romance.
That's so
Alabama
cool.
Alabama from True Romance. That's who we named our kid after. She'll flip. Thank you so much.
That's so cool. Thank you so much. That's awesome.
I'll put a link to both.
Yes.
Jerry Shirt stuff and Caleb stuff. Was that his name? Caleb?
Josh.
Josh. Caleb Crush. Josh, yeah. In the description of this episode. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you so much. That's so
really
awesome.
Overwhelming. Really cool stuff.
To take those coasters in the office and put our coffee mugs on them.
I know, exactly.
Do you know there's a place you can get custom coffee mugs made, but is there A, decent turnaround, B, decent prices?
Oh, on coffee mugs?
Yeah, we can get the new logo on some coffee mugs.
Cool. That'd be neat.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Like just for us or to sell?
Well, first us, and then see down the road, yeah, if there's demand, yes. Yeah.
We'll look into it for sure.
Yeah.
So anyways, yeah. That's our show.
That's our show today. Oh, we really didn't answer Mike's question. Best 205 live feud of all time. Neville Aries was good.
Yeah, it was good. I just feel like it was just weird that Aries never won the belt.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I liked where Neville Enzo was going.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was just Neville talking crap to Enzo.
Mm-hmm.
But then that fizzled out. Neville left.
I feel like I'm forgetting something major.
Ali Gulak.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what it was.
Alex Foster in chat reminded us of that.
Yes, that's the answer for me, too.
Cool. All right. Anyways, that's the show. Hilton, can you hit the music, please? Thank you, Hilton.
Thank you.
Anyways, that's it for the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. And until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.